Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Day one of the second test between Pakistan and Zimbabwe in Harare ended with both sides having a claim for being on top. Zimbabwe closed on 237 for 8, but it should have been better after they'd reached 141 for 2. Pakistan's seamers kept chipping away in the evening session, taking late wickets, meaning that it is probably they who end as the happier of the two teams. Hamilton Masakata top scored with 75, before Junaid Khan with 3 wickets and Rahat Ali and Abdurrahman with a brace apiece struck for Pakistan, Syed Ajmal the other man to take a wicket. Graham Smith has been included in South Africa's Test and One Day International squads for the upcoming series against Pakistan in the United Arab Emirates. Smith underwent ankle surgery earlier this year, and also returning to the squad after injury is fast bowler Dale Steyn. He, along with leg spinner Imran Tahir and fast bowlers Wayne Parnell and Vernon Philander, have been recalled to the ODI squad. Smith's last match was on the 6th of May, after which he was forced to cut short his stint with English county side Surrey due to a recurrence of an ankle injury which troubled him during the home series against Pakistan in March. The first of two tests begins on the 14th of October, and the two teams will also play 5 one-day internationals and 2 2020 internationals. The venues which get to host India when they visit New Zealand early next year have been revealed, with the series starting in Napier and ending in Wellington. Napier will host the first ODI on the 19th of January, before the 5-match series moves on to Hamilton, Auckland, back to Hamilton and then Wellington's Westpac Stadium. Cobham Oval in Wangarai will then host a 2-day warm-up match ahead of the Test matches at Eden Park in Auckland beginning on the 6th of February and the Basin Reserve in Wellington from the 14th of February.